Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu. Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
listen
fanboy,
up. This one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it bonjour. France? Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high standards.
Absolutely.
And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu. You know the drama is
never ending. Don't let it get the best of you. Hi guys.
Okay.
We're back.
Happy Wednesday. We're back and we're better than ever.
What's everyone up to? What we got to say? What we on about this week?
And it's
people.
The girls' bathroom.
It's the girls' bathroom podcast.
I do sometimes.
What other podcasts do people listen to? I wonder. What are we listening to, guys? What's on the podcast roster?
I also wonder. I hope we're number
Who
one.
Who are we among?
I hope we're your number one Wednesday choice.
I hope we're your favorite.
Wednesdays are a popular day for podcast uploads
because it's the middle of the week.
Because do you know there's actually science behind why people upload the podcast on a Wednesday?
Oh,
everyone?
Really? What is the
science? Well, I'm telling it. Well, remember when we had the big podcast meeting with the big podcast man, he was like, Wednesday's the day. Remember, he was like, Wednesday's the day.
No, we said that we never upload on YouTube on Wednesday, so we'll choose
no,
a Wednesday.
He said the science is...
No, yes. I remember the conversation.
No, no.
Yes, I do.
No, he said Wednesdays are recommended for uploads. That's why Call of Daddies is on a Wednesday. That's
really?
Why Pretty Basics is on a Wednesday. That's why everyone posts on a Wednesday. It's actually the
it's
science.
Not how I remember it, but whatever.
It's actually the science.
That's interesting.
The science, because it's something about
the
it
science
being,
behind a week.
It's something about it being the most popular day for people to like tune in, or because it's
people
like
are in the
day.
Swing of things.
It's like the middle of the week. It's like what podcast, you know.
Well,
science.
I hope we're your Wednesday choice, guys.
I hope we are your Wednesday choice.
What if you don't listen on a Wednesday? What if you're listening on a Friday, a weekend?
Well, I feel like a lot of people, it's a weekend thing. I feel like if it was me,
sometimes I will
like
save
a
good
morning
one if
thing.
I know that I'm like gotta drive
yeah.
or going for a walk. Like you kind of want to
savor
some in the
it.
Bank.
So interesting. Like, are you on your walk right now?
Are you pottering about the house?
Are you doing your 12:30 on the treadmill?
Just lying on your bed, just chilling out.
Are you just cleaning? Cleaning's a good one.
Yeah, cleaning's a good one.
Cleaning is a good one because yeah.
Is it coming out your Sonos? You got a Sonos speaker?
Sonos?
No, I've got one of those at home.
What's that? What's a Sonos?
Speaker. It's a speaker.
I've never heard of a Sonos.
Really?
No.
And you can get like, they all link up. So if you have like multiple ones, oh my God, if you have multiple ones around your house, they can all link up. And they do this thing where
now,
like,
that is something
they
I would like.
Send out this like noise. So they like know where the walls are in the room. It's like a scientific
it's
speaker.
Interesting.
I think. That's what I was sold
I would
it
actually,
as anyway.
I've never been keen on getting like a Alexa, you know.
I don't like an
or
Alexa.
Like, what's the other one? The Google one. Google. What do you say? No, you don't say Google. It's Alexa, which is the Amazon one, or it's you go.
Well, that's Siri. I don't know what the other one is.
Sure, there's a Google one.
Google Maybe. Play, something like that.
Okay, Google. You
okay,
go. Okay, Google.
Google.
I've seen the ad. Okay, Google. What's the weather like today? I'm just not into
they
that.
They scare me. Well, do you know that
I'm scared of robots.
I don't know who told me this. This could be false information, but someone told me that the owner of an Alexa
right
says that like whenever I'm having like important conversations or like private
yeah.
conversations, I turn it off.
Right.
Like he
well,
himself
yeah, because,
like turns
oh.
it off when he doesn't feel like
well,
he wants to be listened
remember
to.
Remember
have we spoke about Mo's podcast that we listened to on here? Because he was talking about robots and how scared he is of robots.
Artificial intelligence.
Becoming more... Did we speak about it on YouTube?
Yeah.
It was on YouTube. But basically, give it 5-10 years and the robots are going to be more intelligent than us. Was it like a million times more intelligent than
it
us?
It was like something the like comparison that. Between a fly and Stephen Hawking.
Albert Einstein.
Yeah. And like, we will be the fly and we will the be robot the will be Stephen Hawking. I mean, and Albert Einstein, sorry.
And they're just gonna kill us all, I think.
Well, that's why he was saying that we need to make sure that they really programmed. Tap into their feminine side, of the nurturing side, and they're actually there to help humans, not destroy
yeah,
us.
Yeah, they need to make sure that the robots are programmed, with the human's best interests at heart. Otherwise,
all you guys are thinking, what the fuck is this robot talk on the Girls Bathroom?
Well, I think it's a great concern. We should all be,
bringing
some light to it. If you're in the robot industry, please.
The artificial intelligence space.
Please create a robot that's got the human's best interest at heart, because I don't want to be concern, I don't want to be guys. Living in a world where we've got robots on the loose. It's a scary world.
I'm
What's that
agents.
Film with Will Smith?
I watched I Am Legend the other day. Is but that that's not film? Robots. I know what you're thinking.
There is a robot.
There
we go.
Is that it?
Yeah, is that
there's
Will
also
Smith?
Robots the kids
I also
film, which
watched
I love.
Another I've seen a I like a robot film. Yeah, not on my own. I'd have to share it with company. The company. Mm. It's not something I'd enjoy
it's
on my
your own.
Own
choice.
I mean, it is my own choice with company and good snacks.
Okay.
But robots, it's a serious concern.
Should we take them lightly, guys? Yeah. Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking
this
about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally, because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
So on that note, it's time for some girl talk, shifting
gears.
We've
got a good question of the week.
Talking a little bit about side hustles. Who's got a side hustle? Raise your hands.
Raise
your
hands.
Who's got a side hustle?
That sounds amazing, Susan. Mm. That bracelet business
the hands
is
up
really going to take off.
Mm. Okay, so
I would love to make bracelets and make necklaces.
I know,
and sell
I know
them
some,
and
I know
like,
some girls
really nice.
Who their side hustle they do lashes on the
lashes.
Side, nail tech.
Lashes is a good one because you can fit clients in the evening, early morning, fit them around your job. Mm. Yeah, nail tech. Mm. Well, our the nail woman we used to use in Nottingham, she did really well. She was still at uni and she started a little nail just in her front room. She had people coming in to get nails done for a couple of years, and then now she's got her own shop doing nails
shop.
And she's got two employees doing nails as well.
Yeah.
So
and she has other people like coming in for doing like tattoos and brows.
Yes, she's
and
got all
tanning beds,
everyone in this salon, and it all started from her room in uni. I think it is amazing.
So question of the week is, if someone you knew, let's just say someone in your circle, someone you were aware
I'm saying
of,
it's more than an acquaintance, I think,
copied your side hustle,
right.
How would you feel?
Right.
So we've got room for everyone,
right.
Or
okay.
Fuming copycat.
Right.
Ouch. So understandably,
what is the poll first?
Only 36% are saying room for everyone.
Okay.
And the majority, 64, are saying fuming.
Right.
Copycats.
Okay. Right. The general response here is, well, I don't know, it's like there is room for everyone. There's room for everyone.
There is room.
In influencing, content creation, you know, your little jewelry business, you're doing your lashes, nails, or whatever else it might be. But if it is truly a blatant copy
replica,
like say I had, let's just imagine I had a lovely little jewelry business, and I made little beaded bracelets and chokers, and they were all colorful beads, and I made little beaded phone charms, right? And my brand was called
beads with a Z,
Chintz's beads, right? And it was doing really well. They're like, maybe like Stussy Baby has got my, you know.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That well.
Well,
it's okay.
Doing fairly well for a small business.
Stussy like, Baby, geez.
Yeah, it's kind of big.
I was thinking you had like 1,000 followers on Instagram.
Right, but maybe I managed to get it out to some people and some people
God,
are wearing
my
bits.
That? Wow.
I looked up their assistants, got their addresses sent wow. all over.
That's cool.
So I'm doing kind of well. And everyone
very
can
well.
See that. You know, my mates like, God, Chintzia.
This could really be the main thing.
Are being really, and I'm like, I know, I'm really chuffed with how it's turning out. Might have to, you know, get an employee, help out with the making of the beads.
Side hustle's becoming the main hustle.
Right, and then Susan, you know, all of a sudden makes an Instagram called Susan's Beads. You know, beads.
And she's like, where'd you get your beads from?
Yeah, she's asking you where you source your beads.
Yeah.
And what string you use, you know,
your bracelets.
To put your fucking beads on. You're thinking, hey, Susan, why are you asking me about what materials I'm using? But yeah, Susan's Beads starts up and she's copying some of your designs.
But the thing is, like,
that is a blatant copy.
Oh yeah,
that,
for sure.
You know?
But then it's kind of like, but you aren't the girl to invent bead bracelets.
Right, exactly.
And it's like, right. There could have been, you know, a man right. that you don't even know that lives in Germany right. that decided as Marx's Beads.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? 100%. And then he set up his bead business, you know, the day after you, but right. you're not mad at Mark.
Right, of course not. But the principle is you're my friend.
Right.
And maybe I've gifted you some of these beads before and now you're making your own beads and you're trying to sell them.
Mm.
When it's a blatant copy like that, I think there is room for, you can be like, hey, Susan,
what's going on?
Look, you're copying.
And
I've
but
got
it's
Chintz's
just like,
beads
you
and
can't
stop beads.
People from doing what they're going to do.
Of course.
And
in
also,
this instance,
like, it, as I'd be so
as,
pissed
as
off.
As frustrating
so
as it may feel,
off.
I know.
But they do say that copying is the highest
yeah.
form of flattery.
It is.
Susan's thinking, Chintzia's doing, I want to be like Chintzia.
Yeah.
Chintzia's doing
Chintzia's
fucking amazing with her beads.
Off. It's incredible.
I want my own beads. I want to give it a go.
Right. So yes, it is. Copying is the greatest form of flattery. It is, absolutely. Mm. But then what did Drake say in his song? Drake said, copying
me
isn't flattering me. It's just annoying me.
Is that what you said?
Something like that. That is the line.
Okay.
It was saying, it was like Champagne Papi said, flatter. Yeah. Yeah. It's just annoying me.
What it is.
Get the lyric.
But, I'm going to read some of your response.
Yeah. But then again, like if it's just like a lash business or a nail business, I suppose it's like.
We can all do this together.
We can all do this together. Or it's like if you're starting influencing, you're posting your outfits. Of course, absolutely. There's room for everyone. Or you're a singer and you're posting like your songs on YouTube. I don't know.
Get them out there.
It's like you can't stop Helen from
can't
having a go as well. You
these
can't,
beads.
Right. I can't gatekeep Chintz's beads, can
right.
I? But it pisses you off because that was your own thing. You feel like, yeah, but you could probably say something, but then you can't stop someone from exactly doing just what they want to do. Whether
it's see what you guys
whether
think.
It was inspired by you or not.
We've got, she's putting us in our place, girls support girls, including
right?
this. There's enough room for everyone. And if you're good and have loyal customers, it shouldn't affect you.
Right, exactly. So listen, Chintz's Beads is still going to be successful. And Susan's got a chance for Susan's Beast to also be successful. I'm going to support Susan.
I don't necessarily think copying is right. Add your own source.
Yep.
I think it depends on what it is. If I started doing lashes, then my best friend did the same. I would be a bit annoyed because we have the same potential customers.
Right.
So it kind of splits my audience
circle.
In half.
Okay.
I wouldn't be angry because I'm not the only person who does lashes, but it would be harder to get more customers.
Right.
Okay.
I understand it from that point of view.
It depends. If you saw a repeated behavior of them copying you in other aspects, that would annoy me, but if it was just this, I try and help them along the way.
Nice, supportive.
Depends on how specific and how niche it is, but I would be pretty upset if they were copying small designs that are unique to my side hustle. Then that's not okay. Speaking from personal experience,
Ooh,
here we go.
Interesting.
When someone outright copies your content word for word and straight up contacts your customers offering them freebies
Ooh, that's,
in a way to get them on their side,
that's sneaky.
It's a straight up no.
Okay.
I have been left so beyond upset because of this multiple times, and it's so not fair when you put all the effort into growing your business. Opposed to that, I do believe there are plenty of people in this world who to both do well and succeed.
Yeah.
Create your own content, grow your own business without feeling the need to copy. I'm all for it.
So would we be more okay if Susan started, you know, still a jewelry business, but it wasn't beads? Yeah.
Do you know
right?
what? I think I would be okay if Susan came to me and was like, Sophia, I'm so in awe of your soap speed.
So if you're recognizing.
Exactly. Yeah, actually, don't be shady. You know, if you support my bead business, if you support my beads, if you follow my beads Instagram account,
if you've bought from my beads,
if you're engaging on my bead posts,
yeah,
and you're always complimenting my, and you're telling everyone, Sue's got this amazing beads account,
yeah,
go buy her
word
beads.
Word of mouth.
And then you're, and I'm like, wow, Susan is a real supporter of my bead business.
True and true. Through and through. Yeah.
And then she comes to me, she's like, Soph, I'm in awe of your bead business. I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
You've really inspired me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not that happy in my job and I do want to build a side hustle. And
because you've inspired me completely.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in awe.
Yeah.
I'm in awe.
Because,
and I would love to get some advice on you because I want to do a similar thing. How do you feel about that?
Lovely.
I'd be like, Susan, I'm going to be your fucking mentor and I'm going to show you the way of the beads.
You're going to follow.
Because that is such a different vibe. You know, if you had a friend who 100%. Didn't really acknowledge the bead account, 100%. Talked a bit of shit about it, tried to make you feel embarrassed about it, thought it was stupid.
Yeah. Tried to put
and
you down
then
about it.
Tried to copy.
Yeah, 100%.
That is where the bad vibes come in. And that's where it's like, that's fucking annoying. But if you come from the good place of like, you know,
it's
I'm
like, well, Susan, I will hook you up with my supplier.
Absolutely.
I'll show you how to make them. Help you make your website. Because it's supportive.
Because that's the energy that we're here for.
Girls supporting girls.
Mm, absolutely.
Through and through, that is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, lovely.
But who knows? Please send us your stories if your side hustle has grown something
bigger. We knew someone who literally had a business,
mm-hmm.
her little side hustle where she was doing well, and one of her friends copied it. Got the same products, copied it, started up her own website, and no mention, no word to her.
No word.
So
very under the radar.
Very under the radar, but also just, it was just a blatant copy. Like, you know when you just...
And they stopped being friends because of that,
and they stopped being friends because of it.
Mm.
So it breaks up friendships, and
the
it
way
happens,
you handle it.
You think, oh my God, surely no one's going to copy, you know, completely and copy these designs or whatever.
Some people just got balls.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Just don't care.
Okay,
well, that was a good discussion.
Yeah.
So let's get into the episode, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Baby. First dilemma.
Boys and girls.
Am I becoming boring?
Yeah.
Or am I maturing?
This is a great discussion to be had, I think.
But also, maturing doesn't mean boring.
I think it's because... So you're thinking, oh, I'm not going out 5 times a week anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting drunk and being really fun and dancing.
Passing out.
You know, and if you're seeing that as your fun side, mm-hmm. and now, oh, I'm not going out. I've not been to a club in months.
Mm-hmm.
Am I boring? Mm-hmm. No. You're just not 18 anymore. Like, pushing 25. Which is not old.
Chintzy is talking to herself there.
I'm talking to myself.
Lately, I've been doubting if I've become a little boring.
No way.
I've cancelled last-minute plans for the past 3 weeks because I don't feel like going to the club.
As you should cancel something if you don't feel like going anywhere.
I used to enjoy clubbing every weekend last summer, but I'm just not that into it at the moment. One reason being is that I've been through some issues in the past few months and maybe I need some more time to get over them and feel like myself again.
Yeah.
Another reason being is that getting drunk and having a good time with people that I study with but don't actually like just doesn't sound like fun to me anymore.
Right.
Although I had no problem with it previously. Mm-hmm. It's kind of that like people pleasing thing. Like I'm not just going to go out because you guys, I've not got that FOMO anymore.
So
like I don't need to be there.
Right.
You guys go and have fun. I don't care.
So you like kind of started uni. You thought, well, I've got to go out with everyone because everyone's out. And these are my new mates.
Friends.
On my new course. Like I'm going to have to go out and force myself. And now you're thinking, well, actually...
Mm.
No one cares if I don't come.
It's not just clubbing though. I've also been enjoying my alone time a little too much, I think. As much as I love my friends, I never really make an effort to hang out with them and often reject plans.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the older I get, the more I realise that I don't really need people around me to do things I love, nor to be happy.
Okay.
At first I thought this was a temporary feeling, but I felt this way for months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little worried that this might turn me into a boring person, which I don't want to be, or people think that I'm pushing them away.
Okay.
Wanted your advice. Any advice would be helpful.
Okay. So you're scared like you're going to lose friends because of it, because you feel like you're pushing people away.
I mean, there's definitely a fine line between absolutely like finding the power of saying no, you
100%.
Know. And we speak about this in our book if you want to pre-order it.
We do.
It's on Amazon, it's on Waterstones.
We've actually just confirmed the cover of the book.
Yeah, we have. So there is the beauty and the power of saying no and finding that confidence to be like, do you know what? I'm not a people pleaser.
Exactly.
If I don't want to do something, exactly. I'm not going to come.
Because like you say, like maybe when you're a bit younger, a couple of years ago, you were saying
it's the peer
yes.
pressure. Yeah, I've got to go out. Yeah,
of
course
I'll
come.
You were going out every weekend. Of course you were, because you it was FOMO. You didn't want to miss out on this big wild night.
And also,
everyone's going to have
fun.
And it is fun, exactly. And like me and
good
Sophia,
times.
We used to go out so much. So drunk, throwing up on the pavements and all sorts of shite like that.
Going to the hospital.
Just one time, yeah, just going to the hot trips to the hospital, like it's no problem. Throwing up over the bar.
Oh God, that was
that
bad.
Was one. That was just one time I did that. I didn't get caught, but it was
didn't get
good.
Caught. That was magical.
But imagine, and now I can't imagine being in such a state that I'm throwing up in a bar. Like I
definitely will be.
I mean,
it's been a while since you've
do you
done
know
that.
That used to be a weekly, fortnightly occurrence. And now it's like
that's not
once
happening
a year.
In a year. Yeah.
So it was the once a year thing. And that's just, I think it is a slow realization to come to because, that's been about a process of four, five years of us making a transition to kind of growing up a little bit. But
leaving the party scene a touch.
Yeah, but like also there's nothing wrong with that. Doing it now. But there is also just that transition to be made. You're thinking, oh my God, well, I've not been out for a month.
What does
should
that mean?
What does that mean? Do I have to go out this Saturday? Like, should I make plans this Saturday? Oh, I don't really want to. I'd rather actually just order an Indian takeaway at some
Poppadoms,
you know, some naan breads. I put my feet up and watched Married at First Sight Australia. You know, that to me sounds like an incredible night, you know? So
absolutely.
It's about recognizing that. And like you say, like, are you saying you'd rather just be alone and have your own alone time? And I think don't overthink it and think, oh my fucking God, like, am I boring? You know? No, I think it is just
but
what
also
you go
there
through.
Is a fine line with you saying that like you're not seeing friends and things like that. You do need to make an effort with friends.
Yes.
You do need to reach out to friends and keep in touch. And I don't want you to neglect your friends because friends are so important
they are
in
key,
life.
100%. But I wouldn't say, I think the time you're at now is, okay, so maybe I don't want to be clubbing with my friends, but let me make some plans with my friends that involve a nice Sunday
brunch. Do
you
know what I think this
or
is?
Or a cinema trip.
I think this is that like reality that, and I remember going through this phase, you probably do too. Like the reality, and I spoke about this with my brother actually, of realizing like you're kind of in adulthood. Like you finish school, you turn 18,
it's
all,
like a ton of bricks.
Like you're 21, you're like, yeah, I'm 21, blah, blah. And then you finish uni, whatever, if you go to uni. And then you kind of find yourself in that like monotonous kind of like life. Like, okay, like, well, I'm an adult now. Like,
well,
I've
now
got
you've
my
got a job.
I'm going to
bills.
Work. Yeah, I come back from work late. I go to sleep. I get up. I go to work. And you're kind of like, oh, fuck. Like, is this what life is then? For the rest of my life, I'm just waking up, going to work. I'm just kind of like waiting for the weekend. And it's that kind of like shift that you go through in like the early adulthood that's like, oh.
Well, it's like you change so much in your 20s.
This is it now. Like, this is what life is going to be. Like, I'm not like, you know, maybe clubbing on a Tuesday, a Thursday and a student night or blah, 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 blah. And I think a lot of people go through that initial phase of being like, it's an adjustment. It's like, oh my God, like, I'm not in education anymore. I'm not studying. Like, I've got to pay my bills. I'm in my career. I'm a professional person.
Right.
And I do think it when you go through that shift, it's like, oh, gosh.
I think also you don't realize it's happening when it's happening. Because now I feel like it's kind of just hit me now. I think with the 25 mark. I think the 25, there's something about 25.
Yes.
Because she's been saying it to me all the fucking time. God, well, when you're 25, that's 26, 27, 28. I think it's 29. Then you're late 20s. And then it's like, you're an adult. Because I think...
We're adults now.
I know, but it's like, I think until you realise that, I still thought I was a child. But mentally, I still feel 16.
Same.
And it's so interesting because I know like...
But at the same time, we don't. When we think about what we
were
at 16,
we don't.
We've changed and grown
but when
miles
you think about,
and miles
you know,
and
when
miles.
You just think about your own thoughts? Well, you know when you just think about
your own
being
brain.
In your own head and you just think, I do.
I've been in this head for a long
I've
time.
I've been in this head. I feel like I'm just in the same thought in your own head. And my dad says that. He says he still feels like he's 16 in his head.
Yeah.
So we're going to be 50.
Just got no supervision. That's the difference.
We're going to be 50 and we're going to still feel like
we're 18.
We're 18. Mm.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's going to be a mad feeling.
But I think it's a good thing because it kind of means that like the age that you thought would feel like old or really grown
True.
Up doesn't.
Of course.
So yeah. I think it's a good thing.
It is a good thing. And I think...
because when you're in your
aging
late
is a blessing. It's something 1,000%. To celebrate. It's not something to be scared of mm-hmm. which I know we joke about mm-hmm. our fucking age. We're not even old. We're not old at all. It's a load
it's
of bullshit.
You. You're Relax. Always saying how old
it's
you are.
It's because I've got a year on Sophia. She's a year younger than me, right? You always say, oh, well, when you're 30.
I've never said
well,
that.
Well, Lydia says it to me. She's got 3 years on me. Well, when you're 30, I'll still be 27. And when you hear it like that, but age is nothing to be scared of. It's a beautiful thing to see another year. Mm-hmm. And I think maturing is realizing.
It's a good thing.
But maturing is realizing that you don't want to do certain things anymore.
And you don't have to.
And you don't have to. And that's exactly what you've just realized. Like you're saying, you're mature. Am I boring? No, you've just realized you don't want to go out every weekend and you'd rather do X, Y, and Z. And
if you want to go for dinner and drinks on a Friday night and the drinks stop at drinks,
right?
And
the
we're
drinks
not going
stop
to the
at
club,
two porn stars. It's absolutely
maybe four.
Four.
Sweet. We can go home after
four,
that.
You can get a little buzz, but you still got food. A little buzz, a little bit tipsy, and maybe that's your kick for the
maybe
month.
That's as much as you need to go.
You know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with it. I think with the friends thing. Find
your lifestyle,
ways
your
to
lifestyle
out.
Shifts as exactly. you grow, and it's probably just realizing that change
I think
and
just,
coming to terms with
you're
that.
Going through that realization now. You're thinking, well, my weekends aren't as my weekends once were.
Yes,
you know, because our weekends
they're not better or worse. They're just different,
right? But you're saying this is what you'd rather do right now.
Exactly.
So there's nothing to worry about. Just make the effort with your friends in other ways.
Yes.
Keep
the lines of communication open.
Don't
shut yourself off from your friends.
I know you're saying that you're scared now that you're going to push your friends away. Okay, well, let's nip that in the bud now and make some plans on like a Sunday afternoon, walk in the park.
Saturday morning.
A little brunch. Lovely.
Even Saturday night, you know.
Saturday night.
Dinner
we're
and drinks.
Dinner and drinks, you know, if you feel like it. You don't have to force yourself to do anything, so... whatever.
Crazy.
You could do an art class, you could do a pottery class.
It is a lifestyle change. It's the shift of things. But you're not becoming boring.
Not at all. Right, so we don't actually have a dilemma, but what we've had when we've asked a question box before, there was a couple of these that came up. So it's like, picture this. You've just got your dream job.
Wow.
You're thinking, oh my God, I wasn't expecting this. This truly is what I've been dreaming of for the past 5 years. This is a job, you know, I cannot not take this opportunity. But the catch is, it's abroad.
Wow.
So we're moving, you know.
We're uprooting our lives.
We're uprooting our lives. Let's say we're going to LA. What a dream.
Oh my God.
The dream
okay.
job's in LA. We're relocating from London to LA.
Wow.
It's a big shift. We're going to be amongst the Californians, the Americans, brushing shoulders with Hailey Bieber.
Absolutely.
You know,
Bella Hadid.
Bella Hadid and likes like that.
In Beverly Hills, 90210.
In Beverly Hills.
This is a dream job. This is gosh.
I'm taking it at straight away. But I'm in a long-term relationship.
Oh.
And I love my boyfriend. Ooh. I love him. So I've been with him for 6 years. Okay.
Ouch.
Like I see a future with him, but he is refusing to move. He will not move out to LA with me. He won't. So it's this.
Okay.
So it's this pickle. What am I going to do? Break with my boyfriend? Or are we going to do like a long distance?
Or take the dream?
Or like, or am I not going to take the job? And I'm just going to stay in London and be with my boyfriend. Like what is the solution here? Now, my question is I understand he probably has his own life here.
Yes.
He probably has a job here. His family is here, whatever. But if
because I mean, would let's flip this.
Right. Oh, fuck
let's
me.
Say real life situation here.
Shit me.
Well, maybe not real life situation. Let's say that we don't work together.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you've got your own, you've got your chintzy beads going on.
I've got chintzy beads.
So let's say your boyfriend.
Yeah.
He gets a job that's in, let's say it's in LA. Or let's say it's in Canada. Let's switch things up. Let's say it's in Canada.
Let's say
it's in Vancouver.
Vancouver.
And he's like, chintz, I've got my dream job. I'm out of uni. I'm on the grind. I've got my dream job.
Now you've got to come and support me on
this. It's in Canada.
This.
It's in Vancouver.
Fuck.
I'm going. I've got to go. I've got to go and pursue this. What are you doing? You following someone to Vancouver?
Well.
Or are you staying in London?
Listen.
With me?
You've got to, right. In a relationship, you've got to be, if you love someone.
What's your gut?
The gut is you're going to have to do it. My gut is that not is your my gut is that it's like you
at least me. Like to be considered. My God,
your boyfriend. Well, wow. You said I've got chintz's beads.
Yeah, but I'm still your mate. Our lives are still.
Right.
I still live with you.
Right.
We just don't work together.
Right.
Because that would be impossible. There's no fucking way.
Right.
We can't do
well,
this
no, that
in separate
wouldn't.
Countries.
No.
So I'm making it realistic.
Right. It's this thing. So my boyfriend, who I see a future.
Your family's
with.
Still here.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Well, I see
your
a future
dog's still
with him.
Here.
Right. I'm seeing myself with a ring on my finger.
Right.
I've got chintz's beads. Realistically, I can take that.
You can take that global.
I can take that to Canada. I'm sure I can crack that market. Sure, Vancouver.
I'm sure you can.
Would really
love
like
chintz's beads.
Some of the beads. And I feel like it's just something you might have to do.
We know a girl actually that's recently followed a boy to America.
And we thought, fuck me.
We thought, oh, God, that was big.
That was big, but
didn't
also kudos to you because obviously you love him and you're supporting your boyfriend and that's, you know, a good thing because I would like to think that if it was me and chintz's beads, it was
taking me to LA,
that my boyfriend was like, sweet, we're going to LA. Mm. Let's pack up.
But
I'm
the
coming with you.
The problem is...
Yeah, so the problem is that your boyfriend's not coming to LA.
Your boyfriend's not coming.
So... I
understand that because I do think that if you, and this is obviously like if you're, you know, dating in a long-term relationship, maybe you've not got the kids and the family yet.
Yes.
Say if it's just the two of you. If you do follow someone to a new country, it does put a lot of pressure on your relationship because you're starting a new life together. You've not really got a social circle there. So it's just the two of you. But also you've got that feeling of, I've fucking left my life behind for you. So you kind of got to make this worth it.
And your dreams.
Yes.
You know, what about my dreams?
Exactly.
You know, that's the...
So there might be those little feelings of...
Resentment.
I miss my family. I miss my friends. I had a great life back home and I miss it. But I'm here all for you. You're happy to do it. You've moved. Love of your life, you're going. But it does put a lot of pressure on the relationship for sure.
Oh, 100%. And it's a tricky one because like he's moving for his dream job. He's going to make friends at his whatever. It's... Yeah.
You're just moving to follow them.
Yeah, but then... And support.
Which is in different times of a relationship, he'll be supporting you.
Exactly.
You'll be supporting him. That's how things go.
And the thing is like the move probably... It might not be forever.
Mm.
His job might take him... back.
But anyway, the problem is he's not.
Right.
We're not moving.
So because
what do you
of
do?
This, does that mean
you don't take the dream?
Because
job?
I'm thinking like if you're in a relationship where you see yourself in forever,
mm-hmm.
should the person be unconditionally supportive of you? Yes.
Yes.
They should, right? And he should. I'm just
not
thinking
that's unconditionally is like not if you're doing crazy,
well,
weird,
yeah,
bad
not
shit.
If you do, not if you're killing people. Okay, not if you're doing unlawful things. Mm. But like in terms
supportive.
Of supportive in terms of career wise, like yes, it should be something
doesn't
to be
hold
celebrated.
You
shouldn't be holding your partner back, and he shouldn't be holding you back. So then I'm thinking, okay, so do you not? Why don't you want to come and support me then? And then it's all these questions are sinking. Okay, so
do you not think I'm the one forever?
Do you not think I'm right? So you don't.
Am I not worth the move?
Am I not worth the move? Then you're getting all these questions because can he? I understand he probably has his job here, but can he not figure something out? in LA? Relocate. Is it not also a good opportunity for him? I don't know. It'd open a lot of doors, maybe.
But some people, they like where they live. Right, they like their life. They don't want to move. Okay, so it's a massive thing to uproot your life and live somewhere
moving.
Else.
He's not moving, right? This is a hard one to crack.
Going around in circles.
I think maybe be like, okay, well, I still want to be with you. So should we try and work it out, see how the next 6 months go? Long distance. You can come visit me for 2 weeks. Mm. I'll try and come back for 2 weeks.
Mm.
And we're just going to have to see. If you get out there and things change, but you're loving it, and you're thinking, you know what? If Brian doesn't want to come out and support me, then I don't think I can be with Brian anymore, because this is my new life now, you know? And this is something I have to do for me, because this is my dream. This is my dream job. And I'm out here now, and I'm living my dream. And if Brian doesn't want to follow me on that dream, maybe he's not the right one for
our
lives are clearly going in different directions, and we were never synced up in the first place.
That's a shame.
You know, it's a shame. Because surely you got together.
You don't take the job.
Yeah. But then.
But I don't recommend that. Because you're never going to let that go. And that's always going to be that, what if I took that? What would my life be like? And then you're going to start
resenting him. And being angry at him, being angry towards him. My advice would be, take the job and just try and work out with Brian.
I feel try like and do the long distance.
Try and do the long distance. I feel like the universe will show you what the way
to go.
Yeah.
Give it. I would take the job. 100%. I would move.
You're
and
telling
I would
me this is your dream job.
Job.
Mm. 100%.
Because the thing is, like, you might just think, do you know what? At the end of the day, people will say, oh, it's just a job. Fair enough. So it's like, I might try this job. I owe it to myself to try this. I might even not fucking like it. 100%. Try this job out for a year. I'm on maybe a year contract. I'm going for it
for
the year.
Say that to Brian. Say, look, I'm going to give this a crack for a year.
Yeah, because I owe it to myself, so I can just what's the word? Any curiosities?
Yeah, just
what's that word?
It's just you to know what I'm saying? Satisfy
exactly.
Your curiosities in that field.
And then I'm going to reevaluate at the end of the year and see where I stand.
And if Brian's
just
still
like,
around.
You've got to scratch that itch. Like, if an opportunity that 100%. You've really wanted is presented to you.
You can't say no,
you can't
to,
say
these
no to
kind
that.
Of opportunities.
Well,
you know?
Can, but chances are I feel like you would regret it
100%, and chances are the opportunity won't come around again. Like, if you're saying no to this, they're not going to be like, come back. No. We want you, we please.
There's still, other people who can do it.
There's other people probably who they can find. So I'd say take the job, figure out Brian.
Hopefully he hops on that plane.
Maybe he'll have a change of heart, who knows.
Well, we do get a lot of dilemmas from you guys about taking jobs and leaving partners.
And our advice would always be to take the job. Because
I don't think your relationship would benefit from you not taking the job.
If anything, it would be detrimental to the relationship.
Even though you might not think it at
the time. You're sacrificing something for a guy or a girl, whatever. Granted, it can work out.
Again, it puts a lot of pressure on them.
Just puts a lot of pressure. And God forbid you break up in 2 years' time. You're thinking, fuck me, I didn't take that job 2 years ago that I really wanted. You know?
Baby. Okay, last one. Let's talk about weddings. Not that we're getting married, but one of you ladies is questioning whether you even want a wedding.
I think that's a very normal thing.
It was planned, but now we're thinking about just scrapping it all together. Okay. So we've got, hey girlies, my problem is that my fiance and I are just stuck on whether to go ahead with our wedding or not.
Okay.
My fiance is an absolute angel, love of my life. So it's not that I don't want to be married to him. We're just kind of unsure about having an actual wedding.
Okay.
We got together in 2015. I'm 27 and he's 30.
Okay.
And he proposed at the end of 2018. Mm-hmm. God, we're in 2022, so it's a while ago.
So you've been engaged for 4 years. Mm.
It was an amazing romantic proposal and we quickly booked in our wedding for December 2020.
Gorgeous.
However, of course, due to COVID, that was postponed to December 2021.
Okay.
Last year, though, we found ourselves in a position to buy our dream home.
Oh.
So we used our wedding savings for that instead.
As you should.
No regrets.
As you should.
And cancelled our 2021 wedding with the plans to do it in 2022.
Okay. Got
a lot
it.
Of years going around. A lot of 2020s going around here. The problem now, so you've got your dream house. The wedding's supposed to be this year. And this is where I'm at. The problem now is, though, that with all of the back and forth and changing plans, I don't know what I want for a wedding anymore. It's a lot of money, and there are so many other things we want to do, like improvements on the house, holidays, etc., that a wedding just keeps shifting down the priority list. Family and friends just want us to get it done, and to be honest, I feel like they're all kind of over it now anyway, because we've been engaged for so long. I don't want to just do a wedding for the sake of it, though. An outside perspective would really help.
I hear this a lot. I hear that you've pushed it back.
Engaged for 4 years.
And then you're thinking, look, we've put that money to better use anyway. We've got our mortgage now. And you're thinking, look, you're not going anywhere. We're essentially married at heart.
Yes.
So do we just go to a registry office?
Dress up,
get married. We can have mum and dad there. We can have the siblings there. We can have close friends.
Lovely meal afterwards. And little weekend away to celebrate after.
Get the wedding over and done with. So we're husband and wife. And then if down the line, couple of years later, 5 years, 2 years, 1 year later, you feel like you want to have that big wedding, the big moment, put the dress on, then you can have a ceremony then with everyone and do that. If you feel like you've got married and you feel like you missed out on that big wedding moment.
I know how you feel. Like, you've got your dream house.
Right.
That's all your cash that you've put into this dream house. And it's like, that's where your life is. Every day you're in that house, you're making breakfast, you're having dinner, you're in the house. And it's like, you want to fucking spend that cash that you've got. I want a new bathroom. I want that wall knocking through, Brian. And I want an ensuite for us.
Yeah, and I want a walk-in wardrobe.
And I want a walk-in wardrobe as well.
Like a fucking
museum. So you're thinking, like, I would love that.
Right.
And then I see how the wedding just shifts down, because the wedding's not going to change anything 100%. In your life. It's only a day. It's your wedding day. It's the day where you put on the white dress. You walk down the aisle. All your family's there. It's one for the memory books, right? It's a big, a lot of people see it as a rite of passage. It's the wedding day. It's something we all think about.
When you think about it, it is just a party.
It is a party.
It's a party
to celebrate you as a couple.
A lot of money, you know. Can't you do that party, you know, more intimately on a lesser scale?
And then, I mean, I know people who have just like run off to like the Gretna Green and got married.
Yeah.
Like, we know someone who just got married, just her and her husband, and that was it. And like, I think because they were getting a bit, like they've been engaged. It's a similar situation. They've been engaged for a while.
Yeah.
They were kind of like growing up again, spending money on different things. And it was like, actually,
you know, life's expensive, and then you've got to spend all this money on a wedding.
It's like that. I actually don't feel the need for that anymore. So I don't think
priorities kind of shift.
Yeah, I can totally see why you're like, do you know what? 100%. I don't feel the need 100%. For this big day.
I think I'd rather spend the money on the house
as well. Yeah, so would I.
Because that's forever.
Yeah.
Right? And the wedding, yes, the memories last forever. Yes, the memories last forever. But if you're being realistic,
you're seeing it as more of a chore.
Yeah,
you've not got this burning desire of I can't wait to have day with you, Brian. I can't,
right?
Because you've been engaged for 4 years. That's longer than I've been in any relationship,
and
that's only your engagement
in 2020 because it was still new and fresh. You're thinking, oh, we're gonna have this great December wedding. It's gonna be amazing. Then it gets fucking pushed
because you hadn't got the house yet.
Right. Then it gets pushed back another fucking year, and I'm thinking, oh my god, it's been 3 years of this, Brian.
3 years of wedding.
Let's just go to the registry office and just get it done. Let's make it legal.
I feel like maybe you're just kind of hesitant because you're worried about what other people will think about, oh, you're not having your big day. And also maybe there's probably going to be that thing of, oh, what if I regretted this and I'm not going to have my wedding day and blah blah blah.
I've only got
one chance.
Like I said, like, you can have a big celebration whenever you want.
You can
be like, look, this is going to be, you know,
but you're not going to walk down there with a massive gown on when you're already married.
But you are. It's like people renew their vows.
Yeah, but it's a more chilled, relaxed event.
Have that beautiful location, gather the people, have some nice food, still get the dream dress. Listen, it's your money at the end of the day.
Exactly. It's what you and your fiance want to do.
It's whatever you prioritize that money on is what you're going to spend it on. It's like, yes, the home is forever. Yes, the wedding is memories forever. And
because
it is that
one
day.
Because some people, they want that big wedding, which is just glorious, and everyone's
guests,
there, and it's just a big event, and it's there to celebrate them. Other people, they just don't care for it. It's personal preference.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't want the attention, the fuss. Yeah. They just want to get married and that's it.
Just make it
just
official.
Go back, get back to normal reality.
Think on it. Like, we can't tell you what to do.
I know.
It's It's very personal to you.
I can see why you're very tempted just to...
Sack it off.
Because I'd be very tempted as well if I were
just
you.
Just go at this to the point. Registry office. Mm. It's very tempting. Mm. It's very just because you can get it done at the weekend.
You could be married by next week.
Can't you just book it
wonder
in?
Wonder what the waiting list is for the registry. I bet it's a bit
might
of a wait.
Might be quite... Maybe a couple of months, but then it's done. Mm. But like mum, dad, you know...
Kids, let's get down. Think about it.
Yeah.
It's a hard one to...
It is, but like also, like Sophia said, you're probably thinking, oh, people might be like, oh, like disappointed. There's not going to be a big wedding. And oh, but you've waited so long. Like, you may as well have the wedding. Mm. I understand there's going to be those opinions being fired at you. Mm. So I think that's probably why you're thinking, oh, but do we just do it?
For the sake of other people.
For the sake of other people. But no. I think try and not to... put so much weight on other people's opinions because you know you're going to get them.
Like even the wedding is about you.
Because I know even mine will be like, oh, you're not good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a shame. What a shame. And it's like, no, it's not a shame. Mm. It's fine. Mm. You know, it's what I want to do. Mm. So whatever. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Pickle.
Right, wedding pickle. Wedding stress.
Yeah.
I hope one of you guys have got wedding stress on at the moment.
Yeah, I feel like it's...
Let us know if you've got wedding stress.
But like if you're a bride-to-be, it's inevitable. But also you can avoid it, but... Depends.
We don't know what we're talking about. We're not brides.
I don't know if I'm going to get stressed as well. I mean, probably. I'm a
you definitely
person.
Will, yeah. It's the pressure of being a host, essentially.
And I hate being a host. Mm. Unless it's like, just like two
something
people.
Something chilled, exactly.
Like we said, like, me and Sophia never have big birthday parties. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right. We're not hosts. It's not come and celebrate
I'm
me.
I'm never gathering 50 people together to celebrate me.
Me.
How embarrassing for myself.
I can't do
I'm just not that type of person. Like, I respect everyone who has big birthday parties. Lovely. I'll come to yours. Mm. I'll come to
I'd
yours.
I'd be shitting myself on my own.
But for me, having to host 50 people, welcoming everyone in. Mm. Oh, is everyone having a good time?
If you're not having a good time, it's my fault.
Are you drinking? Can let me get you a drink? You're not enjoying the food? What's wrong with the food?
Yeah.
You know, it's just...
We're not hosts at heart.
Like, and now I'm going to have to do that on a wedding day on a greater
in
scale.
In a white gown.
When I've never even done it before on a birthday.
And you don't know half the people.
I'm only inviting people I know. I don't care.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Back next Wednesday as
for
always
sure,
with some boy shizzle. Talk. So email us in your dilemmas, your stories to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Yes, and you can follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom and you can follow us on TikTok @thegirlsbathroom.
Enjoy the rest of your day, guys.
Bye.
Lots of love. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.